This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The New Horizons spacecraft is nearly 200 million miles past Pluto, where it swooped by last July. Scientists are still going through all the data from their brief encounter with the dwarf planet, and they recently published a series of papers on their findings. KUNC Stephanie Page Ogburn has more.
John Spencer is standing in a hallway in his Boulder office building, showing me a high-resolution photo of Pluto.
Well, we see an incredible variety of colors. The colors here are a little bit exaggerated compared to what the human eye would see, but it does give you an idea of the variety.
Spencer is a scientist with the Southwest Research Institute, and he works in their downtown Boulder office. He and other researchers from the institute, along with scientists from the University of Colorado Boulder, have spent the past few months learning about the dwarf planet.
These are mountains the size of the Rockies that ring the edge that look like these icebergs floating in the nitrogen ice.
Standing here staring at a detailed photo with such clear images, it's hard to believe that before New Horizons flew by, Spencer would basically be guessing if he tried to describe Pluto.
We had absolutely no idea what Pluto was going to look like.
That's because it's at the edge of our solar system.
We had these pictures from the Hubble telescope that were really just fuzzy blobs, and you can maybe make out some, there were some brighter and darker areas.
In other words, Pluto was just a blurry dot. Hard to see because of its distance from the Earth. It took New Horizons 9 years to get to Pluto. When you get that far out in the system, distances become enormous. For instance, New Horizons flew by Jupiter, the fifth planet, about a year after its launch. It took 8 more years after that for the spacecraft to get past Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, and finally make it to Pluto.
Yeah, Jupiter's just in our backyard by the standards of Pluto.
Getting the spacecraft to where it needed to go required precise calculations. It's a journey of 3 billion miles. NASA scientists lowered the frequency of those waves so we could hear them, but that noise, that's the sound of the spacecraft communicating with Earth.
So you have to know the spacecraft position and be able to control that with incredible precision. And so part of how that is done is from these complicated conversations between the ground antennas and the spacecraft, and that's what you're hearing in that recording.
When it finally got to Pluto, the spacecraft, which is small, about the size of a grand piano, started sending back pictures.
And they just blew us away with how amazing Pluto was, but it was just a glimpse, and we got a few more glimpses over the next week or two.
Those glimpses have now been gathered together into 5 papers. Spencer and a whole lot of other researchers, several from the University of Colorado, published this week in the journal Science.
And so this will be the first chance for the rest of the scientific community to see what we found, to start building their own theories and understanding on the information from the spacecraft.
Some of the findings focus on the odd geology of Pluto, says Spencer. Like a giant glacier of frozen nitrogen that's hundreds of miles across. On Earth, nitrogen gas is what makes up most of our atmosphere.
We see some features that are beyond our understanding at the moment. Things that look like giant ice volcanoes. We see mountains the size of the Rocky Mountains.
Spencer says what we learn about Pluto helps us understand more about Earth.
Every time we visit a new place in the solar system, we learn more about planets in general, and that feeds back into understanding the planet we care most about, our own planet.
New Horizons is well past Pluto now, but its mission isn't complete. Spencer and other scientists are planning to fly it past what's called the Kuiper Belt, a field of comets, dwarf planets, and other objects. They hope the spacecraft can help them learn more about the creation of our solar system. And after that,
the spacecraft will continue on out into the galaxy. We're flying so fast that the sun's gravity cannot slow us down very much.
It will keep communicating with Earth, sending back information about the solar system until sometime around 2030, when its radio transmitter is expected to run out of power. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.